Well, good evening, everybody. This is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. Thanks so much for joining us here May 31st, Tuesday night. And for those of you who had a good May, congratulations. We had a huge day of business today. And for those of you who are excited about the month of June, so am I. And that's what we're on the line for tonight, is to make sure that your month of June gets off to a good start and that you can go out and find some new people, launch some new markets, and get the Purium products and gift cards out into the marketplace. But before we do that, I wanted to announce the winner of this week's 20 free gift cards. Every week we give away 20 free gift cards. It's about $1,000 in retail value, a couple hundred dollars in wholesale value. And the way that you can win is by buying gift cards, giving them away, and having your gift cards redeemed, and then we pick one lucky winner each week and give them 20 more to work with. And this week's winner is Adam Resnick out of New York, New York. And he's been consistently handing out cards every week, and we see him come in and see him get redeemed. And congratulations, Adam. You got 20 more cards now to utilize for your business. A lot of stuff going on. I know this month being June, it's actually May 31st, but the month of June coming up, Dave Sandoval is going to be down in South Florida. I know he's going to be in Boca. We'll probably be in the Fort Lauderdale area and be looking for announcements on event locations and dates. But I'm suspecting at least three times over the long weekend, probably third, fourth week of June, Dave's going to be down there. He's going to have a new PowerPoint presentation that we're putting together. Going to have a lot of excited people. I was on the phone today with a distributor, Shelley Barron. He's a 80-year-old gentleman who has just ended his 110-day fast. And he said he ended the fast, you know, it's not a fast like he didn't eat. He used the fasting system that Dave Sandoval recommends for, you know, a 3 to 10 day fast. And Shelley just, he felt fantastic. And he said, if anything, he just got bored with it. But he didn't feel like his body had any cravings. And 110 days at age 80. And we're going to be featuring him. We're going to have a case study on the new website, the new PHP order website. You're going to see some major improvements here in the month of June. And one of them will be a case study on Shelley, showing some before and after pictures. And, you know, he's an 80-year-old guy who looks like 20 to 30 years younger. We're also going to be doing a case study on Dave Sandoval as well. You know, Dave looks, feels, and performs like a much younger person. And so, you know, we're going to spend more time and more focus getting into the emotion of the products so that people can see the results of the products, not only the ingredients of the products. And so that's going to be a big marketing change that you're going to be noticing. And so if you come to those events down in South Florida, I think you'll be hearing from people and seeing information that you haven't seen before. So start to get the word out. And we're also going to be publishing a new event flyer in the next week, along with some how-tos on how to promote and host an event. We covered that last week on our training call, and we're going to formalize that with a document so you can use that as a checklist if you're ever hosting anything from a little party in your house to a larger hotel meeting. A lot of good information there. So let's move on to our subject for this evening, which is finding new people, launching new markets, and we're going to begin with the end in mind. So rather than talking about what to do and how to do it, which we will get into in a minute, we're going to talk about who we're looking for. You know, what's the end result? Who's that target person that will be great for you in launching a new market? Because it takes a special type of person to be out there on their own to launch a new market without direct support from somebody right next door. And the type of person you're looking for is somebody who's both a builder and a leader. And what I mean by that is a builder is somebody who creates activity, who's good at recruiting new people, stirring things up, handing out gift cards, somebody who's a big picture thinker, open to possibilities, driven by passion, an entrepreneur with contacts and time and money, Experience, of course, is a plus. Somebody who's willing to take action and make things happen. So that's what a builder is. And then a leader is somebody who can organize activity, who can help to bring together a team, and who is willing to support those who come in. And so, you know, if you can find somebody who has the energy of a builder and the nurturing relationships, somebody who's good with people and helps to create a team, if you can find somebody who is that combination, that's the perfect person that we're ultimately looking for. And oftentimes you know that person. And one of the things that's great about the United States is it's so big, both geographically and demographically. I mean, there's over 300 million people. And so there are a couple of hundred markets where there are over 100,000 people. And in many, many, many of these markets, there's almost nobody. You know, you take places like San Antonio, Texas, or Minneapolis, Minnesota, or Berkeley, California, or Allentown, Pennsylvania, or Norman, Oklahoma, or Springfield, Missouri, or Vancouver, Washington. These are all markets that have anywhere from 100,000 to 1 million people, and I bet you could walk for miles through some of these cities and not find a Purium distributor or anyone who's ever heard of Purium. So one of the ways that you're going to know whether you've got the right person to open up a market is if they get excited about that idea, if they understand the potential and possibility of having little to no competition and understanding the power of how easy it is to get somebody's attention with a novel concept, with a new idea. You know, the most powerful word in marketing is the word only. And, you know, if you're the only major leader, the only major distributor in a market, that means the upside potential is huge. And so if you start to use that type of language and you hear somebody excited, and you can hear somebody on the other side of the phone, even if they're just listening, if you can hear and feel them get excited about this idea, then you know you've got somebody who potentially could be that builder leader that you're looking for. So how are you going to find that person? Well, I always believe the best place to start is your list. I mean, your list is your business. But here's what happens. I mean, if you imagine a rock thrown into a pond, you know, there's ripples that happen out from that rock. And so if you're that rock that's tossed into the pond, what most people do is they focus on the people they know the best, not the people that will do the best. And, you know, that's natural. It's understandable. And there are certain people in your life that you can call up and say, hey, try this product. Hey, I've got a gift card. I'd like you to, you know, try this product. And that's one of the things that's nice about our business system is it's relatively easy to do. And that for those people that you have strong influence over, you know, they'll try the product. You know, they'll go to the website. They'll listen to or go to a meeting because you ask them to do that. And so there's definitely certain benefits to working with and focusing on and helping people that you know very well. But they may or may not be the people that are going to do the best. And sometimes it's just that intimate relationship that you have that they may, by definition, take the business less seriously. And, you know, I've seen some families in network marketing be very, very, very successful, but they're oftentimes few and far between because more often than not, when your sister or your cousin or your friend or your neighbor tells you something, you'll do it, you'll try it as a favor to them, but, you know, to work with them or for them, which is the way that some people perceive it, you know, they may not respond as well or as seriously as you'd like. And so that's where going with a further out ripple sometimes can be more successful for people. So whether it's, you know, a conscious decision, a strategic decision, you know, look into your database, look into your email list, your cell phone list, your business cards, and say, you know, who are some people that I really believe will do well? And maybe consciously say, and don't live close to me, you know, and look at it that way. And then try to call them up and identify, you know, them as somebody that you believe could be a builder leader and say, hey, you know, I really think this would be perfect for you. I'm really excited. I know you're passionate about health or, you know, I know you're a great entrepreneur, and I really want you to take a look at this because there aren't many people in your market. You know, there aren't many people in Fresno, California. There aren't many people in Boston, Massachusetts. And you could say that about just about every market in the United States right now, is there aren't many Purion distributors, which, you know, is a good thing for those of you on the phone, because the people who are going to make the most money are those who are in early, like you are now, and take action. And when I say early, even though the company's been around a while, the company has not been growing like it is now, but only for a few months. And so, you know, we have some activity, we have some momentum, and we have new things coming out, which is good. It's all good news. And so if you bring somebody in now, you can speak confidently and say, hey, good things are happening. But let's even go further out. Let's take a couple of rings further from that warm market or even that kind of outer warm market and start working through people, not to people. And almost look at it like a scavenger hunt. You know, if you sent an email out to your email list and said, do you know anybody who lives in California? You know, you probably get some friends or neighbors or, you know, people that you know pretty well. It says, yeah, my cousin lives out there. Oh, my gosh, I have a good friend. My best friend from college lives there or whatever. You probably get some emails back from some people that with some names of and email addresses of some folks who live in California. And so now you can say, you know, by email, I'd like to introduce myself. You know, my friend is also your friend, Mary, and she recommended I contact you. I'm doing this business. I'm focused on building, you know, the California marketplace, and let me tell you what I'm doing and why I'm doing it and why I'm focused on California. So working through people, Facebook is fantastic at that. In fact, they built a whole tool set now where they recommend people for you to be friends with, and they tell you how many friends you have in common. So you can start to extend out and see, you know, who those friends are, what circles you know them through, and really start to ripple out in a pretty strategic way. And I know that some people get uncomfortable with that feeling, that idea of marketing through Facebook or marketing through friends. I mean, the reality is that if you believe in the products and you believe in entrepreneurship and offering something to somebody of value, that's what we do. You know, we promote a product that we believe in. We promote an opportunity and a lifestyle that we believe in, and people have the right to say yes or no. And so, obviously, there are right ways and wrong ways to do it. And if you're networking in a positive way, and you're providing information of value, then good things are going to happen. If you're throwing up on people, if you're forcing things on people, then you're going to get some resistance. But, you know, one of the ways that is really easy for you to be promotional, and some people find very comfortable to be promotional, is to get entirely out of the warm market ripples and go into a cold market situation. And so I want to talk a little bit about technology and the utilization of online marketing as a way potentially to find your builder leader to launch a new market. And to me, it starts with your online branding. And what I mean by that is that you can go to GoDaddy or one of the domain registration sites, and you can register your own name. And whether it's your own personal name or, better yet, a benefit of the product, something about health, something about fasting, something about weight loss, something about anti-aging, or something about business, success or money or freedom or entrepreneurship. So you can be that that brand, and your website will cost $10-$11, and you can redirect your PHP order site to that website. The thing that's even better is that if you go to Gmail or Yahoo or one of the free email address places, that you can get an email address with the same name for free, assuming it's available. So you could be, you know, supersuccessful.com and supersuccessful@gmail.com. And, you know, if that's what you want to be branded as, then, you know, that can be your brand. And so everything that you do is about being super successful. And I just made that up in 2 seconds, and I don't think it's very good, but it's an example. So, you know, so whether it's about health or fasting and anti-aging, or whether it's about entrepreneurship, you know, having the name that's unique, so that, yes, we are promoting Purium, we are promoting Purium products, but ultimately, what are you passionate about? Are you more passionate about the business, or are you more passionate about the products? And if you're passionate about the products, is there a certain type of product that you're trying to help people with? I mean, if I was Shelley Baron, you know, I may choose the email address, you know, 110 day fast or something like that, and that may get people's attention. Or, you know, 80 years old, you know, or 80 feels like 50, or 50 feels like 80, or, you know, something that is unique to you, and then creating some messaging around it. So don't just count on the company. I know some very good online marketers in the network marketing space, and yeah, they use the tools that the company has, but they also create their own tools. And really, there's kind of two schools of thought about how to go out and message online. One school of thought is really about teasing, and teasing with an interesting concept, an interesting phrase, an interesting subject line, and a really good offer. And one of the things that's nice about our business is that we can offer $50 worth of free product, you know, $50 worth of free weight loss product, $50 worth of free anti-aging product, and that, of course, is through our gift card marketing system. And it's not something that just you can offer, but once your new person enrolls, you can show them how to promote that as well, just as you promote it. So, you know, that more is less teasing kind of concept, the subject line is super important, and really all you're trying to do is have somebody give you their email address or give you their phone number so you can contact them, so you can talk to them, and you can decide whether they're worthy of one of your gift card offers. The other strategy is a super personalized messaging, and it's kind of a long copy format, and it's oftentimes very personal. It uses informal language. It's stuff like, don't laugh, but here goes, you know, blah, 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 or, you know, I was skeptical, and, you know, I understand why you might be skeptical, but here are some things that I found, blah, 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 blah. So it's, I mean, some of the really good marketers will even, you know, do misspellings and do weird spaces, and, you know, they use unusual phrasing. You know, I'm not satisfied with watered-down results and promoting the same old, you know, bazillion things that people are out there promising, and that's why I zig while other people zag. You know, that type of language that's, you know, very informal, very folksy, and suddenly people feel like they know you very quickly. And so the messaging leads into a contact, and then utilizing the system that we have in place to do some presentation. So, you know, you can go out to sites like Craigslist. You can go out to sites like Backpage.com, and they all allow business opportunity presentations, oftentimes for free. And there are some sites out there that are free classified sites that even allow job postings. And obviously, with the job market as it is, a lot of people will respond to a job posting. Of course, you want to say it's 100% commission. You don't want it to feel like a bait and switch. You know, you want to make it clear that this is a part-time income situation while they're looking for full-time income. And, you know, if you're honest with somebody, you know, you can get a lot of response and potentially response from people who, you know, may decide in this time of change where they're looking for a new career that they realize they're super passionate about nutrition, or that they want to do something on their own for their first time and they don't want to be a corporate person And if you speak into that, and if you talk in a way that's passionate and clear, then you'll be able to connect with them. So, you know, whether it's social networking sites like Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, Wowza, you know, whether it's, free classified sites, whether it's doing some piggyback marketing, whether it's going out onto Google and searching for health and wellness or MLM or network marketing or hot MLMs or best MLMs or MLMs in California or work-at-home moms, or, you know, you'll find who's promoting and who's out there creating a conversation. And that's really the last thing I'll say is that, you know, there are a lot of people out there creating conversations, and you can be one of them. You can create a blog. You can even have your own online radio show. You can have a Twitter account in which you have followers and you follow other people. And if you have something important to say, obviously the closer it relates to entrepreneurship, the closer it relates to health and wellness and nutrition, the better. But, there are people who have radio shows or websites or blogs that have nothing to do specifically with health, wellness, or network marketing, but have such influence and have built such trust with the people that go to the sites that, you know, when the site owner says, I believe in this product, I trust this, or this is the business I do, they have people who respond. So, you know, it really depends upon, how you want to promote and what you want to do. One last idea is the idea of safe lists. Safe list is promoting where the promoters are. You may not have heard of the concept, but it really is for hardcore online marketers. I recommend that you get a special email address specifically for this, preferably with an autoresponder, because basically what a safe list is the number of people that you allow to promote to you, you can promote to them. And so you're going to see all kinds of messages, literally dozens a day, that will come at you from all sorts of stuff, some of it absolutely crazy, but you'll also get an opportunity to see what the effective cold market online recruiters and promoters use and do, and you may get some really good ideas going out onto SafeList. But one of the people that I respect the most, probably the mentor that I have in online marketing strategies, he does 2 hours a day, 4 days a week. So he spends 8 hours a day posting and following up with free classified ads, safe lists, filling out his blog, Twitter, Facebook. So he's on a variety of different social media. He's out there promoting and talking, even sending out PR blasts and other things, constantly trying new things. But it's about 8 hour a week commitment, and he enrolls about 10 people in his business a month. So it's a couple of people a week. He's very active. He's consistent, and he's constantly learning and doing and then following up with the people that show some interest. So is it a lot of work? Yeah, it's a lot of work. But, you know, is there 8 hours a week that you have? Maybe. Maybe you can do 4 hours a week. Maybe you can do 2 hours a week. But whatever you do, do it consistently. But he does about 8 hours a week, four weeks a month. So 32 hours a month he spends on his business, and he enrolls about 10 people a month in his business, and he teaches them to do the same thing. And his focus for his people is to spend about a third of that time. So, he tells people that it's about, a 10-hour a month commitment, and he says, keep it simple, keep it free, and be willing to enroll three. And he says, in about 10 hours following my system and doing the things that I do, you should be able to enroll three new people a month in your business, and that he really asks people that no matter how many hours they spend in the month, that they don't stop until they enroll three. And that's one of the magic things that he does, is to get his people committed and to get his people focused on results. And when they are committed and they're focused on results, if they're out there promoting consistently, if they're enrolling three new people a month, that over the course of 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, they're going to find somebody who's a leader builder, somebody who is the right person to launch a new market, and that they're going to go out on their own, maybe with a different strategy of doing their own thing. So, you know, that's the key, is utilizing warm market to create cold market, utilizing cold market to create warm market, and trying to do things consistently over and over, where you're looking for great people, looking for great people, looking for great people. And, you know, if you do that enough, good things are going to happen. So good things are happening in the company. And as I said, be looking for some new information about events, and be looking for some updates on our website to make your presentations, especially online presentations, more effective. So I appreciate you joining us here tonight. Every Thursday night, 48 hours from now, we do a business presentation for your guests. So if you've got people who have redeemed gift cards and have tried the product and they're kind of interested but they're not really seeing the big picture, get them on Thursday night's call, and we'll do the presentation for you. So that's what's going on here. Have a great night. Congratulations on a great May, and make your June a great June. Use some of the ideas that I shared with you tonight, and best of success. We'll catch you 48 hours from now on our business opportunity presentation. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and same time, same number, Thursday night. Good night, everyone. Bye now.